State ferries haven't run the 120-mile route linking the Panhandle with the northern British Columbia road system since 2019. But Ortez says plans to resume service by May 1st are on track.
If we can get it to 2 days a week after having no service to Prince Rupert, that's a really good thing. And the Marine Highway is specifically, set that project aside, they're specifically dedicated to getting us back to Rupert by May of 2022.
That was one of the messages the Ketchikan Independent gave during a recent Chamber of Commerce luncheon. While there are some challenges, Ortez believes they can be overcome. The head of the Alaska Marine Highway System said earlier this year that a prior dispute over whether U.S. Customs officials can carry firearms on Canadian soil would be resolved by May 1st. Ortez says there have been discussions and negotiations with Canadian authorities, and a detention facility will be needed at the AMHS terminal in Prince Rupert to meet security requirements.
So that we have a holding place for any person that might arrive drunk, etc., intoxicated, all those kinds of things, or might have a gun, something like that. We have to have a holding facility, so we have to build that holding facility in the terminal that we now have that's not there.
Another challenge is a rebuild of the dilapidated AMHS dock in Prince Rupert. Construction of a new ramp was put on hold in 2015 due to a dispute over construction materials. Federal funds would have paid for most of the project, requiring U.S. steel to be used, something opposed by Canadian officials. Ortez says prior to COVID closures, he and members of DOT met with Canadian officials and came up with a solution.
And we had meetings with the Canadian ferry folks, and they were all on board. Okay, rather than spend this money and continue to deal with the steel thing, why not just use our ramp over here, which we just built, and it's the BC ferry ramp. And why not just use it? It's right next to your terminal.
Ortez believes the long-term solution is to build a short road from where the current AMHS ferry terminal is to the BC ferry dock.
And to use their ramp for our main ramping into the future.
In the meantime, Ortez says inspectors check the existing AMHS dock in Prince Rupert and determined it is functional and safe to use in the short term. With $1 billion of Congress's infrastructure bill dedicated to essential ferry service for rural areas, Ortez says funds will be available to replace the ferry Tustamina, which serves south-central and southwestern Alaska. He also is hopeful crew quarters can be added to the ferry Taslina. Ortez says he's also hopeful that federal money could fund a new vessel dedicated to the Prince Rupert route, making Ketchikan a hub city for the rest of the Alaska Marine Highway System.